way they want to play it right now.
Yep, they're going with that dump and chase and hoping for just an opportunistic goal. Face off one by Goats. That one sent deep. It's not going to be icing. That was off of one of the ice cutter stick. Right behind the goal, sends it into the corner. Yeah. Puck almost centered in front of Kuzefka. Here come the ice cutters. Looks like that might be Horetsky with the puck. Passes over to another Horetsky. The zone's cleared by Kanarian as he gets it out of there. Kicks it over to McAlpin. Oh, McAlpin just can't quite corral the puck, and we are back to center ice with Geiger. Geiger sends it in deep. That's going to be gloved down by an ice cutter defenseman, and we're back in the neutral zone. Ice cutters with the puck back in the zone. They're trying to get it out to the middle. Geiger intercepts it. He's going to try and send it deep. All kinds of bodies over there along the wall in front of the ice cutter bench.
And we got a media timeout after a long segment of continuous play. Back in just a minute on Cruz 102.
Agra Valley Communications would like to thank you for listening to the Silver Blade Hockey Tournament and supporting the youth of our community. Agra Valley Communications' family of local companies includes Pigeon Telephone, Thumb Cellular, Agra Valley Services, and the AVS Tech Team. Agra Valley Communications supports our youth hockey teams as well, in both Huron and Sanilac counties. Thumb Cellular sponsors two hockey teams and Agra Valley Services one hockey team throughout the season. As a family of locally owned and locally operated businesses, Agra Valley Communications is committed to giving back to the local community where our employees and their families work, live, and play. So, as we support our local communities, we're asking you to consider supporting and utilizing Agra Valley's various services, such as Thumb Cellular for your cellular and mobile data needs, Agra Valley Services with the highest broadband speeds available in the Thumb at reasonable prices, and the AVS Tech Team helping you with all of your computer, technology, networking issues. Agra Valley Communications, your local company keeping you connected throughout the Thumb and beyond.
Hey hockey fans, this is Jeremy Roth with East Huron Teevan Appliance and Bad Axe. We know hockey fans and players work hard on and off the ice and expect their appliances to do the same. That is why we sell tough American-made appliances like Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid. With some of the industry's most rugged designs, these appliances are sure to last for the long haul. And for an extra peace of mind, right now you can add a 10-year major component warranty on any appliance for only $10. We're here making room for a Maytag brand with power-packed laundry pairs. Select washer models offer an extra power button to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. Using the extra power button on select dryers extends cycle time and tumbling to help get thick fabrics, pockets, and seams drier the first time. Stop in today and ask how you can add more power to your laundry day with Maytag brand. That's East Huron Teevan Appliance at the east end of Bad Axe, or visit us at easthurontv.com.
Back here on the WLEW Sports Network, still scoreless between Goats Graphics and Ice Cutters. We are back to action.
All right. Center ice faceoff won by Goats, brought back in their zone. They're trying to get it out. Ice Cutters working hard to keep it in. Tulaski with the puck. He's going to finally get it out for Goats. Sears works him over the boards, passes it back to Ryder, to Tulaski. Ice Cutters trying to get a breakout going. Pass to Ryder, intercepted. Sears with the puck. He centers it to Moore. Back into center ice though. Both teams trying to establish possession. That one sent in deep behind the net. That's going to be brought out. Tulaski gets the ball. Or gets the ball. Listen to me. Gets the puck out. Ryder with the puck now. Back at center ice. Ryder still with the puck. Probably going to send it deep. Lose it and skates Tulaski with the interception, but that's going to be back to the ice cutter defenseman. Bryce Sears now with the puck, and he sends it. Ryder giving chase to it. Puck almost goes to Roland. He almost had to make a save there. That stop by the defense. Looks like it might be Jason Bailey. Nope, Aaron Laycock. But he sends it to Bailey, and Bailey sends it down deep. This time it's behind the ice cutter goal. And that one could go up into the rafters.
Well, you can definitely tell it's championship hockey right now. Nobody is really willing to take a chance right now and give anybody a break. It's they're playing really, really tight right now.
They are. The defensemen are staying deep. They're staying back and right now pretty conservative. Face-off in front of the ice cutter goalie. Won by the ice cutters. But kept in the zone by Ghost. Laycock with the puck. Gets it stolen. Now we got Bismack coming all the way to the other end. Puts a move on Geiger. Backhand shot stopped by Roland, and he covers it up.
A little bit of luck there. That puck rolled right up his chest.
Yes, it did. That's one of those that can easily find its way in. It's almost like it had eyes. Faceoff's going to be in front of Roland now. Inside the Goat's Zill. Faceoff won by Ice Cutter. Centering pass missed by Gilbert. That shot goes wide. Ice Cutter's now controlling the puck a little bit, but that one's going to come out to center. Knobloch plays it, trying to get it in deep. That one gets knocked away back into the neutral zone. Goat skated back into their zone. Kicks it out to Ear, intercepted by Gordon. Michael Gordon with the puck. Van Erp now keeps the puck in for Ice Cutter's. He's going to send it down to Gordon, looking for the deflection, kicked away by Roland. Ear with the puck now going the other way. Checked by Rapson right near the boards. Knobloch with a diving attempt at the puck, but goes into the net, knocks it off its moorings.
Well, Goat's Graphics had a pretty good scoring opportunity there, but one guy in the break lost his footing, went into the net, and, well, the puck ended up in the net, but...
Knobloch went across the line first, I think.
Well, yeah.
and the net was about 6 feet behind where it's supposed to be. I don't know whose kid that is. He should keep his balance better.
That's the first good chance for Goat's Graphics in a while. Unofficial shot count, 6-1. Make that 6-2 now in favor of the Ice Cutters.
Yeah, and the Ice Cutters were really kind of putting on some pressure there just before that play happened.
Yeah, there was just kind of a puck that squirted out and ended up being an opportunity for Goat's, but Ice Cutters right now dominating the zone. Except for now, the puck is down into the Ice Cutter defensive zone, sent behind the net. A little bit of strumming going on in front of the net, and that might have brought a penalty. Maybe an interference, I might guess. Looks like we got...
Looks like an either holding or a hooking here on their defenseman, Shank.
Interference.
Oh, interference. I was wrong on all accounts. Call it what you may, it's still a two-minute penalty.
Yeah, Owen Shank's going to go to the box, and that's going to leave the Goats with a power play here for a couple minutes.
The first power play of the game.
Faceoff won by the Ice Cutters, and they're going to send it in deep, of course, being shorthanded. No icing call. Played behind the net by the goalie. Lots of pressure, though. Ice Cutters bringing pressure shorthanded. Goats clears his own. Bailey sends it in deep on net. Kazefka easily stops that and covers it just to make sure.
Well, as you know as well as I do, being shorthanded on this ice isn't necessarily a disadvantage sometimes. I mean, there's not as much room to skate on this rink. It's not as wide. If you got a little bit more room to move around, sometimes it can be an advantage, but they definitely have to capitalize right now in this opportunity because Ice Cutters have been pretty much running the show.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Ice Cutters have been really dominating the attack zone, but you're right, too, in that being shorthanded here with this narrower surface is not a real disadvantage. Sometimes it gives you a little bit more room to see things.
That's your off the moorings here again.
Net goes off the moorings for the Goat's Graphics as they were working over in the corner a little bit, trying to establish possession, but we're going to have a face-off right in front of the Goat's goalie. Face-off won by Goat's. They're going to try and get it out of the zone, and they do. Micah Gordon sends it back in, though, for the Ice Cutters, back behind the net. And here comes Goat's. They're going to try and make something of this power play. Eamon kicks it up to Tulaski, but they lose a handle on it. Ice Cutters clear the zone. Geiger sends it in just wide. Kazefka gloves it anyway. Ice Cutters send it in deep. Ice Cutters not giving Goats an inch here. Looking behind the net. We got a couple players. Here comes the puck from behind the net again. Goats trying to get something started, trying to make something happen with 30 seconds left in this power play. The pass to Bailey is offside, though. Could have been an opportunity there, but he was about offside by at least 4 or 5 feet.
The only shot on this power play so far for Goats has come from outside of the zone. So